Today, the University of South Florida hosted a professional career resources expo providing tips to people seeking employment.
Well, one of the things that I like to see when I'm screening the resumes, I think
Florida's unemployment rates are at a 15-year high of 8.6%, and many of the people looking for work are professionals. Tuesday's expo was organized by Tampa Bay Workforce Alliance, which has offices in Tampa, Brandon, and Plant City. Their communications consultant, Aaron Glover, says the event isn't a typical job fair where employers let potential employees know about open positions.
We fashioned this event not really as a traditional job fair. It's really an educational resource opportunity for people who are looking for work, who have degrees and some experience, who might not have been looking for work in this marketplace recently. A lot of people are finding themselves out of work, and they haven't been out of work for 5, maybe 10 years. And the job market has changed drastically in that time. So we're giving them the tools they need to compete in this new economy.
Glover's colleague, Tampa Bay Workforce Alliance Director of Communications Jamie Melendez, says that their workshops offer job seekers new strategies for creating small businesses or looking for a job,
including how to network, how to expand their network, how to use technology to begin their job search, or social network tools, web-based tools, resume tools.
The Professional Career Expo featured 4 hours of seminars in 3 different tracks. Cindy Heath, with Link to Expert and Vice President of Connections, says these career workshops will help people distinguish themselves from other job seekers. That's important because of the number of people who are using the internet for social networking.
We're bringing the experts here so that they can provide some insight to some of the job seekers that are coming today, help them market themselves. Today's environment from a job seeker standpoint is much different than it has been in the past. So we're trying to provide some insight and some different ways that folks can market themselves.
One of those experts is Glynis Ross Monroe, president of Competency and Performance Solutions, whose seminar title is Thinking for the New Economy.
We often don't take our whole selves to work, or we don't know how valuable our brains are. So one of the things I'm interested in today is for people who are looking to accelerate their careers, is to identify all the skills that they have with their thinking skills, identify the tools they've got, and identify how to present this to companies.
Using online social networking sites in a job search was the topic of a seminar called Putting Your Best Facebook Forward by Joan Brannick, president of Brannick HR Connections. She cautions against thinking that networking online is the silver bullet in finding a job, but acknowledges that it can be a useful tool.
First, remember that whether you're using the internet or any other method to find a job, that it's not about you, it's about the employer and the person with which you'll be talking with. You need to really, in whatever you do, in searching on LinkedIn or Facebook or any kind of postings you might do, putting your resume together, any of those things need to be really focused around what benefit are you going to provide a person or an employer if they hire you.
Well, you got a lot of good information on here.
A dozen reviewers offered suggestions for how to create the most effective resume. Michael Crossland is corporate recruiter for the Palm Harbor software company Geographic Solutions, and after reviewing Kurt Kramer's resume, mentioned some general tips for putting together a resume that will get noticed.
Take more time to what I call personalize the resume. I get too many resumes. They're just the same cookie-cutter format. There's no thought put into it. And when I get it, I don't know what that person really wants to do. You know, maybe they've done 2 or 3 different career tracks. I'm looking for someone who's taken the time to research our company, research the position, kind of pay that off in the first part of the resume via the objective. I just don't see enough of that out there right now.
Kurt Kramer is looking for employment in the tech sector and found the resume evaluation service helpful.
A lot of companies use software to scan your resume before it even gets to them. So you've got to have a certain percentage of the keywords in your resume, or it's not even going to get a second look. And then he doesn't do that at his company, but then he looks for certain structure in the resume before he proceeds. And if you don't meet the structure that he wants to see, then he's going to discard the resume also. So I think it's real valuable knowledge to know what they're looking for exactly.
Alicia Anthony, who says she attended the Career Resource Expo to refresh her skills, is looking for a position in law enforcement.
It's hard. It's hard. There are still some opportunities out there, but right now the score out there is so high. everybody's wanting the same position. So you have to be prepared and put your best foot forward.
Stephen Champ is an architect working on his professional license. He hopes to get some ideas out of the workshops.
I've been brainstorming about this quite a bit and looking for some professional advice, people that do this for a living and have it's a very tough market, and just looking for, you know, every edge that I can find right now.
You can find links to more information, including employment searches, on our website, wmnf.org/news. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.